Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, O'Neill. Let's go back to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline with our friend Dr. Michael Osterholm, infectious diseases epidemiologist, by the way, also a professor at the University of Minnesota, Regents Professor, and director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the U of M. Great author. And by the way, Mike, I was out swimming this weekend. I thought about you. When I think about on a completely different subject, and I mentioned only once before, but man alive, to be able to try to swim the English Channel. Holy smokes. Did you grow up as a competitive swimmer?
I actually did, which is kind of ironic because distance swimming is very different than what I did. I was what was called a breaststroker, which basically most of the power there comes out of your legs. And distance swimming is all in the upper body. And so it's kind of like saying you're in track and field if you're a shot putter or if you're a hurdler. But two different sports within the sport. So, yeah, distance swimming was not something that was my first love of swimming, but something that I surely do love very much.
Are you still able to get out and do that once in a while?
I try to when I can. There's nothing better than a lake that has got a shore a couple miles away.
Well, as I'm gasping for air after one lap, I'm going, I don't know how Doc Osterholm did this because I'm struggling right now. Hey, I do want to ask you about what's going on here in Minnesota. Our health officials reported five new deaths from COVID-19 along with 519 confirmed cases over the last 2 days. All of those were long-term care or assisted living facilities, according to the Star Trib. What is our condition right here in Minnesota right now, Dr. Osterholm? Your thoughts?
Well, if you look at most of the country right now, almost 35 states are seeing cases increase substantially. Then if you look at about another 10, they're kind of right on the bubble where they're level to starting to rise, and then the others, particularly in the Northeast, there's two that are seeing cases decrease. Minnesota's at one of those bubble states right now. I'm very concerned about what we're seeing. I think if you look over the last 7 days, you can see a trend upwards. That surely is not a good sign. I think the cases we're seeing right now in young adults, the bar scene area, is a very significant challenge. It surely has been contributing in a major way to what has been the explosion of cases in a number of states around the country. So I think, we're going to know in 2 to 3 weeks here in Minnesota, but I worry that we're starting to see the cases coming back up again. I think people have forgotten about this virus and think that we're over with it when we're not.
Is it still as lethal as it once was?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate and discussion about, is the virus changing? And yes, it is. But in the way that you and I might change from, if I had a picture of you and you were 2 and one when you were 10, one when you were 20 and one when you were 35 and now one where you're 42, which you are, that's the kind of thing where you'd say, well, that's all still the same person, but it looks different. And the changes we're seeing in the virus right now do not at all support that it's because it's more lethal or less lethal or that it's transmitting easier or not. And there's been some suggestion that maybe it's a more infectious virus now, but we just don't have the data to support that. So in a sense, it's just an aging virus, but it's the same virus that we've been dealing with since last December.
Young people, as you know, have been throwing coronavirus parties with a payout when one gets infected. Your reaction to that, Mike?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm a little bit cautious about that because I'm not so sure that hasn't been happening, but I know that there have been a number of reports recently of such events occurring at colleges that later turned out to be myths. They were not really, it didn't really happen. And I think we have to be a little bit careful about, you know, before we say something really happened, just to confirm it, because right now something gets on social media and becomes a fact overnight. But I understand that there are many young adults who see this as a very, very mild illness that is not a real problem for them, and almost as if somehow they flaunt it as if it's a, you know, a badge of honor. You know, first of all, most of the young adults will not get seriously ill. We have to be honest about that. But they still can get ill, and some will go ahead and get seriously ill and die. But what is also very important, they serve as a really important source of the virus for others in the community. So the breakthrough to older populations, to those who have underlying health conditions. And, you know, one of the challenges we have today, even in young adults, is the growing epidemic of obesity. And we do see that people who have body mass indexes that are higher are at greater risk of serious disease than if they are younger. So I hope they take it seriously and don't try to get themselves infected. Try to avoid that situation. If we could, we'd like to get our society to a point one day where most of us have not been infected and we have a vaccine now. And if we could do that, that would be a great success.
Any new data on the transmission of the disease, or does it still the same way as when we first were learning about it?
You know, I think I have to answer that in two ways. One is, if you're listening to this show, there's nothing new. If you haven't been, yeah, you might consider there is something new. There is a letter today that's being published that's going to the World Health Organization from 39 leading experts in the area of airborne transmission, what we call aerobiology. And they are really very strongly supporting the fact that these aerosols, these very, very small, tiny particles, not the big droplets that you cough out, but the ones that are in the room every moment that you're speaking, are actually very important in the transmission of this virus. And this is something that we've been talking about here for some time, and is a real challenge. And so to some of the world, they're going to think that this is a brand new finding. It's something we've all been really working with for the past 6 months, and it's not new. So that just breathing in a room is enough to actually put the infectious virus in the air and in levels that if I breathe in that air, I can also get infected.
Yeah, we'll watch that today as well in the news. And then, Dr. Ostrom, if I get you back on Wednesday, that would be great. I hope you had a good 4th of July and had a time to get a little relaxation.
I did. You know, we're all working a lot right now, but you know, this is a great time of year. It's great to, you know, all that sunlight. you can't hate that, boy.
No. Sunset at 9:02. We'll take full advantage. Mike, thanks so much. Have
thanks
a great
a lot,
week.
David. You too. Take care. Talk to you Wednesday. See you later. Thank you. Bye.
Dr. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota, epidemiologist, knows all about infectious diseases and, of course, leads at Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the U of M, and also an author, I might add.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.